Are you thinking about buying or selling a house? Just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments. Why not become a house geek for a little bit? Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall. Welcome to the House Geeks Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstead and Chad Preby with Bell Mortgage, and James Tolson with Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. You can also check us out anytime at housegeeks.com for the latest and greatest searching and researching tools. Follow us on our House Geeks Facebook page where you can see upcoming events, classes, watch us record live at noon most Tuesdays. Been taking a little break from that over the last few weeks, but we'll be back on Facebook shortly. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel where we have over 100 videos on there, helpful tip videos, past shows. If you want to geek out on real estate, that's the place to do it. Just type in House Geeks, look for the little house and glasses. So joining me again today, Chad Preby with Bell Mortgage. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Kirk. Appreciate it.
Today, we're going to be talking about real estate and mortgage myths.
Great topic.
And yes, yes. And there's a lot of them out there that, you know, we can dive into.
Okay.
I think that we may not get through all of the ones. That we, you know, I think this is my fourth myth show, and we definitely have a whole set of new ones to add in there. So
good, good. We need to tell people about them because they're important to know.
Yeah, you know, there's so many misconceptions, misnomers, myths, whatever we want to, lies, whatever you want to call them, that are out there about what is people's biggest financial transaction. And I think taking a little time to educate yourself is so important, and you'll feel better about it, right? It's almost, you know, we see these people that either contact us through our website or come to our classes, and they'll talk about previous experiences that they've had with other agents, and, you know, where they were just kind of being ramrodded through the process versus taking the time to learn about it. And you know, spending a little effort there is going to help. So this one's more of a seller myth, but it's good to know as buyers too. So that is, summer is a good time to sell. So the actual peak sale months are April and May as far as when homes went under contract. And so the market's moving up in February and March very fast. So actually, February and March is not a bad time to sell. We tell a lot of our, you know, spring sellers that, you know, if you wait until it's green, you're going to miss out on some green.
So right. Do you think because people travel too and they go on vacations in the summer and they're just, you know, they're kind of set where they're at that point of the year too? Or
yeah, I think my brother put it best one time, and we did this video on the YouTube page, which is the best times to sell. And he said, when people are in their routines and in front of screens is when they're shopping for homes.
Okay.
So I think you hit the nail on the head. During the summer, they're out, you know, playing golf. They're out fishing. They're out running, hiking, spending all the time they can outside enjoying our Minnesota summers, right?
The 2.5 months.
This year, it sure seems that way.
Right.
I think just started being summer. So yeah, when they're pulled away on these activities, the last thing they want to do is have their phone out. A lot of times, people get frustrated. They want to take this time to relax, and so we see the market start to ease up. And the 4th of July weekend is basically that kind of drop dead in a lot of cases where the market really eases back. Now, does that mean that houses don't sell in the summer? No, that's not true at all. Houses sell any time of year. It's just they might not sell as quickly. They might not get into that multiple offer position as easily. You can expect maybe a little slower showing rate if you're on. So, okay. Quoting my brother, in their routines and in front of screens. So, fall market, people back in school,
right?
You know, at work. Thinking about that, not thinking about going out and playing.
See, on the flip side now, would that be a better time for the buyer?
It is. It is a better time for the buyer, right? That so if you want to take advantage of the market, just look at what's been happening with inventory over the last 2 months, actually, and you'll see this increase going up every week. So that goes back. The houses are on the market a little longer. You have a little more decision time. You can, you know, see more options that are out there. Okay, moving on to the next one. Saving on commission saves you money. This is a seller-geared one again. This is pretty much hands down not true whatsoever, and it will make sense in a second, okay? So when you talk an agent down in commission, that you are talking them down in the marketing dollars they're going to spend on you, right? Cut and dry. You drop those marketing dollars, you will get less activity. You'll get less effort being put
less
forth.
Exposure in the market, right?
Right, exactly. And if you think, oh, a house is just a house and it will sell if you put it on the MLS, that's just a flat-out lie. Always happy to have this discussion with anybody who wants to. You can just give me a call.
I've heard that before. I don't need a realtor. I can just get access to the MLS and, you know, put it out there. And
yeah.
I mean, it should sell in like 2 days, shouldn't
right.
it?
Right. So, what's funny is, will it sell in 2 days? Yeah, very, very well might. But, I mean, I can price a Ferrari for $500 and get it to sell in 2 days, too. Time on market does not necessarily mean dollars and cents in pocket.
Very good point.
What you need to look at is what is the – like, I've run this before. I just did it this year for the annual stats that I pull, which is, you know, what is the average price per square foot of a for sale by owner? And then what is the average price per square foot of, you know, the listings that I'm doing? And you're going to see a 7 to 8% spread on
wow.
that.
That's huge.
Yeah. We're going to get into another huge spread here in a second, which is kind of funny, as we move on in the myths. But yeah, if you're talking your agent down and you think you're saving money, you're just taking away dollars he can or she can spend on you. That's it, right?
Major dollars.
Yeah.
8% is a big chunk of money.
Yeah. So you want to make sure that you you're looking at the important number. The important number isn't how much you're paying in the commission. Yes, if it gets ridiculous, yeah, you might want to discuss that. But, you know, I think Twin Cities, a lot of companies, it's, you know, between 6 and 7% is what they're charging. And you have some discount brokerages out there as well. But you look at those numbers and you'll see that lack in sale price. I mean, that's just another great place to look. Go to a discount brokerage and then run their average price per square foot against a, you know, well-performing brokerage. And you'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll gladly pay 1% more. I mean, this is just raw math. But people don't know where to look. They think the commission is the place to save. No, how you actually save is to spend a little bit and right. get a good somebody who's really doing a good job. Okay, so low closing costs are a benefit to the buyer. So we see these billboards, we see the commercials, zero down, refinance, buy, you know, buy a home with zero closing costs. I'm going to let you chat about this one for a second. Is this really a benefit? I mean, it could be.
Right. You know, everybody is different, but, you know, it always looks attractive when you're driving down the highway and you see, you know, a low interest rate with zero closing costs. You know, you're paying for it. You know, you're gonna pay for it in some way, and that's the interest rate. So, in some people's cases, you know, I do refinances for folks where, you know, it makes sense to roll those closing costs into the rate, and they call that, you know, lender premium or lender
paid. Yeah.
You know, and so we weigh out those options for everybody, but not everybody has that. You know, a lot of people are looking for that lower rate.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, and that's the thing is you need to understand, and it goes back to what we talk about in the classes, which is, you know, the adjustments. Everything you do with that loan, everything that has to do with you and your borrower profile is going to make adjustments to the rate. And to figure it out, you just need to figure out what's best for your situation, not just jump to the, you know, automatic, oh, look, low rate, great. That's, yeah, right. Right? Like, that's best for my situation. It's not necessarily best. You want to talk it out. If somebody's trying to ram through a product in front of you, oh, yep, this is great, this is good, thanks, glad you saw my billboard or you know, the online ad or whatever sucked you in, that's actually probably not somebody who's looking out for you.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be a discussion. Take your time.
Right.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to take our time for a second. And then we'll come back with some more myths.
My closing is falling apart. My stuff's in a van. I have to rent storage space, and that will cost money I don't plan on spending. And the sellers are threatening to sue. My loan officer never called much, so I thought things were fine. Now I have to start over.
Avoid costly last-minute disasters by choosing an experienced local loan officer. Call iLoan at 877-373-4467 or visit iLoanHomeMortgage.com. iLoan Home Mortgage is an equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 4474.
Sometimes, when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493. You're listening to House Geek's Real Estate Show on AM 950. Today we are discussing real estate and mortgage myths. We have Chad Preby here with Bell Mortgage. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you, Kirk.
If you have any questions for us after the show, you can give us a call. It's 651-303-0019. Happy to help with any of your real estate questions or needs, even if it's years out before you're thinking of moving, making a move, and you got a question, give us a call. Happy to help. All right. Talking about these real estate myths, we left off on the closing costs, low closing costs, beneficial to the buyer. And it really just comes down to your personal situation. That's the key to figure out there. So talking about the closing costs, seller paid closing costs. This is one of the biggest myths, misnomers, flat out lies in the real estate industry. And I'm sure people's ears are perking up right now going, well, I got the seller to pay when I bought. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you didn't. And we're going to run through the math of this, okay? So what is happening is you're changing the seller net amount. The seller's not actually ever cutting a check to anybody. The example that I like to give is a $100,000 condo. $105,000 condo. We realize that it's worth $100,000, and we figure out it's worth $100,000, and we want to put the closing costs into this. And so the closing costs are basically 3% roughly of the loan amount, and we quote unquote ask the seller to pay the closing costs, and so the seller nets $97,000, and let's say they accept this, they net $97,000. You could have just offered the seller $97,000 and had a loan amount of $97,000 and paid $3,000 cash out of pocket, and the result is the same. So what's happening is you're artificially inflating the sale price off of what you could have gotten it for to finance the closing costs into the loan, and that's it, right? There's no argument to be had on that. That's the basic math with it. So understanding this, that when you go make an offer, and then if you ask the seller to pay the closing costs, just understand the net offer that you're making is can be quite a bit less. We start saying you're talking about a $300,000 or $400,000 house at 3%. You know, you could be $9,000, $12,000 less. This is not going to be beneficial to you if you're in a heavy competitive offer scenario unless you know what you're actually offering.
Right.
And this is why we see a lot of first-time homebuyers lose out working with inexperienced agents that don't know how to properly describe closing costs and how they work. Because they're like, well, let's offer list price. That's good. Or maybe let's offer $2,000, $5,000 over list. But we need the seller to pay the closing costs. Well, they don't realize they just actually changed the net. And then they're not offering what they think they're offering.
Yep.
So
this is one of my favorite parts of our home buying seminar as well.
Yes.
I mean, you just see the eyeballs. You see people perk up when we talk about this because it's reality.
Yeah.
You know, it's really no benefit.
Right, right. And once again, it's what works best for you.
Right.
If rolling them into the loan works best for you, great. If paying them cash out of pocket works best for you, great. Understanding this is what's key.
Exactly.
Right? Because it's when you don't understand where you can have problems. Okay, moving on. Waiving your home inspection can give you the edge in negotiation. Well, you'll probably be on edge after you find out all the things that are wrong with your house after you buy it and that you weren't aware of by doing this. There's a reason the government puts out a form that I make sure I have all of my clients initial, which is for your protection, get a home inspection.
Smart.
Okay, if some idiot wants to waive it, fine, be that person, you know, just understanding what you're doing.
Right, because at least you covered your...
Yeah. I mean, if that's what they want to do, because the things that I've seen uncovered in inspections just like boggles my mind why any buyer would ever waive it. It's well worth the money. You know, I've seen people that have waived it be out $25,000, $30,000, $50,000 because they didn't spend the $300 to $400 to do it. Yeah. You just actually mentioned a story about a buyer who was contemplating waiving.
Yeah, you know, the dad is a hands-on type of guy, so they were going to use dad to do the home inspection. And, you know, I went through the stories on what I've seen in the past, why not to have dad do the home inspection. I'm sure he's a smart guy and knows a lot about construction and this and that, but dad's not a licensed home inspector. So
Right. They
took my advice, thank God, and found out that the roof was 15 years old and had major hail damage.
Right.
So, you know, that is a case where they're probably going to save $15,000 to $20,000.
Yeah, just boom, just like that. You know, and we talk about in the class the who is a home inspector. A home inspector is somebody who inspects at least 100 homes a year, preferably is licensed in some of the cities to actually do the city inspections as well. That's what I like to see. It's not your brother who is an engineer. It's not your mom or dad who's in construction. It's not your relative who bought three or four houses. This is somebody who's in 100-plus houses a year. They have a laundry list of things that they're going through. I have never in my life witnessed a relative inspection go even remotely close to what a real home inspection looks like. You know, relative inspection is like 45 minutes. They're in and out. They rarely ever go up into the attic. They don't have the moisture meters, the thermal cams, the electrical testers, all of that stuff that a home inspector will have to really test this multi-$100,000 property that you're about to buy. So waiving it, may give you an edge because the seller's like, sure, this moron wants to waive their inspection. Great, I'll do it.
Sold.
So, yeah, it's funny because I actually got in negotiations and the seller calls me up, seller's agent calls me up and goes, hey, Kirk, if you can get your buyer to waive the inspection, we'll go with your offer. I said, hands down, no. And you know why. Like, you know, he's like, I know. And he's like,
wow.
Right. And so I get a call back after these other buyers who were like wavering were chickening out because they realized what they were doing was stupid. So he called me back. We ended up getting the place. Great house. Amazing purchase for my clients. But you don't waive the inspection. Very bad, bad idea.
Yeah,
okay. Is the lowest payment the best option? Oh, get me the lowest payment possible. I want as little as possible.
Right. I hear this a lot. And it makes sense for certain people that are on a certain budget. But I always like to weigh out options, you know, when I put a 30-year fixed mortgage against a, you know, a 25 or 20-year and see, you know, how little the difference in payment is and then show them the interest savings over that term.
And then they're like, oh my.
Yeah. It's like, thank you for showing me that, right? So, but again, it's not for everybody. I mean, every, you know, certain people have a budget and that's what they can afford, you know, so, but it's talking outside of the box sometimes that can save you thousands, if not tens, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100,000.
I'm saving, yeah, like mine, I think it was $123,000 in interest saved over the 10 years that I'm saving by paying an extra $150 a month.
That is so awesome.
You know, why yeah, not?
Why not?
Okay. Probably the last one we're going to get to here, maybe. We'll see. Working with the listing agent when buying a home saves you money. Last home I got the realtor to drop their commission by a percent. All right, this is a fun one because I've done the math on this. Anybody knows the show knows I love to run numbers. So why wouldn't I run the numbers on this? Absolutely. So I went out finding dual agency transactions and looked at the price per square foot on average somebody paid for a dual agency purchase against the market average. Okay, 4% difference. You will pay 4% on average more for a house by working with the listing agent. So the person, statistically, who got a percentage off the commission paid 3% more for their home than somebody who works with their own representatives.
That's so important.
Yeah. And this goes back to working with the right people, working with the advocates. Keep in mind that a listing agent is exactly that. They're there to represent the seller and the seller's interests, and that interest is to get as much money as possible. Hence why we see 4% increase in price. As always, happy to show anybody how I got these numbers. It's pretty easy to pull with the tools. So yeah, it is very vital to have people that are looking out for you, whether that's the loan officer, whether that's your real estate agent, or whether that's a good home inspector. Having a good group is going to help you through your transaction, whether you are buying or whether you are selling. Now, on the flip side of that coin, you know, let's see. You know, I don't think I'm going to have time to get to that point. Maybe we'll save it for another day. So, yeah, thanks again, Chad, for coming in.
Thank you.
If you have questions for us, you can give us a call after the show at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Make sure you check us out online at housegeeks.com. Always happy to help with any of your real estate questions or needs. See you next week.